Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And today, it's the end of the summer. It must be the end of the summer because we're watching basketball on TV.
Right, and I'd like to start off with a little basketball trivia for you, Mike.
So okay.
Trivia is questions to see if you know this.
All right.
I will name an NBA player.
Okay.
And you name the team that they play
on. All right, now, before we start, let me point out, I grew up in the French part of Canada, and I spent a lot of my childhood in England, where they don't play basketball. So I'm just putting that out there.
It's okay.
All right, so let's do this basketball trivia quiz test. Player number one, yes.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. I've heard of this man. He's tall. He plays basketball.
But what team does he play for?
He plays for the L.A. Lakers.
That's correct.
Yes.
But you took so long to answer that question.
Well,
we've run out of time.
Oh, no. Really? Let's do one more.
The player is Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Now, this is back in my day. Boston Celtics.
That's correct.
And he had hair that looked like bacon, which was very interesting.
Bacon. So it was very greasy.
No, it was just kind of wavy, like a nice piece of bacon. Every time I saw him, I wanted to eat breakfast.
Very cool. All right. Well, let's get to our lesson, which is a conversation between Jimmy and Lucas about watching basketball.
Reading. Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Watching basketball on TV.
Jimmy and Lucas are watching television. Lucas is flipping through the channels.
Hey, check out Channel 6. There will be an NBA warm-up game in 10 minutes.
Wow, I didn't know you were a basketball fan.
Are you kidding? I love this sport. Kobe Bryant is my favorite player.
He's a legend, but he's getting old. I admire LeBron James. He's unstoppable when he drives to the hoop.
Yeah, but he's not as great as Michael Jordan.
Well, Jordan definitely had more acrobatic dunks.
Jordan was also a better shooter and defender.
Well, James is still young. Wait until his career is over before you jump to any conclusions.
You're right. Although they are both elite superstars, neither of them could shoot as well as Larry Bird. He's the best forward of all time.
Yeah. He could score from anywhere on the court. He was deadly from three-point range. Plus, he had a wicked bank shot.
It's almost time for the game. Let's watch it.
Lucas turns to Channel 6.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Jimmy and Lucas are watching television. Lucas is flipping through the channels.
Hey, check out Channel 6. There will be an NBA warm-up game in 10 minutes.
Wow, I didn't know you were a basketball fan.
Are you kidding? I love this sport. Kobe Bryant is my favorite player.
He's a legend, but he's getting old. I admire LeBron James. He's unstoppable when he drives to the hoop.
Yeah, but he's not as great as Michael Jordan.
Well, Jordan definitely had more acrobatic dunks.
Jordan was also a better shooter and defender.
Well, James is still young. Wait until his career is over before you jump to any conclusions.
You're right. Although they are both elite superstars, neither of them could shoot as well as Larry Bird. He's the best forward of all time.
Yeah. He could score from anywhere on the court. He was deadly from three-point range. Plus, he had a wicked bank shot.
It's almost time for the game. Let's watch it.
Lucas turns to Channel 6.
All right, so Ginny and Lucas are watching television. Lucas is flipping through the channels. So if you're flipping through the channels, that means you're kind of going from one channel quickly. There's nothing really interesting on, and you're always hoping, oh, the next channel will have a great movie or maybe a great basketball game. So what does his friend Ginny say?
Ginny says, hey, check out Channel 6. Mm-hmm. There will be an NBA warm-up game in 10 minutes.
Ooh, okay.
And now check out means to look at something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so check that out over there. Look
wow,
at that.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they want to watch a warm-up game. Now, to warm up or a warm-up is getting ready for some activity. Now, it's usually a physical activity. You try to warm your body up so you don't get injured when you play sports. But it could also be mental. It's good to do some mental warm-up before a test or something like that.
That's right. And, of course, in sports, they often have these warm-up games before the regular season starts. It's kind of a way for the players to have some practice games, right? They're not really playing totally seriously. And maybe the coach can get some of the younger players out there to, you know, give them a chance to show off and amaze the fans. Lucas says, wow, I didn't know you were a basketball fan. Okay, so he didn't know his friend Jimmy was a basketball fan. If you're a fan of something, of course, it means you like it. So you can be a fan of a kind of movie or a kind of music, maybe a certain singer or music group or a sports team, right? A lot of fans will support their team and wear the shirt and stuff like that. And it seems Ginny is a fan, isn't he?
Well, I'm a fan of basketball, too.
You are,
now,
great.
You come from the French part of Canada,
yeah.
So what kind of sports fan are you?
Well, you have to be a fan of hockey if you're from Montreal in Canada. Hockey is the main sport. We don't have an NBA team, and we used to have an MLB baseball team, but they moved to Washington. So it's hockey, 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 and when you're tired of hockey, there's more hockey. And then there's hockey after that, too.
So you're a fan of hockey?
I kind of like hockey.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy says, are you kidding?
Mm.
I love this sport. Kobe Bryant is my favorite player.
Oh, so he's a fan of Kobe Bryant.
Right. Mm. And if something is your favorite, it means you like it the best.
Mm-hmm.
So which hockey team is your favorite?
Well, it would have to be the Montreal Canadiens, of course.
Of course.
I'm a fan of theirs. I used to have a t-shirt, but it got a little old. I should buy another one. It seems that Lucas, well, he kind of likes Kobe Bryant, but maybe he's not a huge fan of Kobe's. Lucas says he's a legend, meaning Kobe is a legend, but he's getting old. He says, I admire LeBron James. He's unstoppable when he drives to the hoop. It's true. Kobe Bryant is a legend. A legend is basically someone famous. Maybe they've been around a long time. They've done a lot of great things. And, you know, it might be kind of nearing the end of his playing time, right? If someone calls you a legend, you feel maybe a little bit old, but still very famous.
It means you've done a lot of good things
exactly.
To be a legend.
Another legend would be Larry Bird, who we talked about. Of course, Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain from back in the 60s. These guys are very famous for doing great things. Played basketball for many, many years, if you're a legend, of course. But he said Kobe is his favorite. Kobe's unstoppable. What does that mean to be unstoppable?
Well, if someone is unstoppable, it means you can't stop them from doing what they want to do or getting what they want to get.
Oh, okay.
Some really big, strong animals can seem unstoppable.
Yeah.
When an elephant starts to run, get out of the way, because that will be unstoppable.
Absolutely. You don't want to try to stop an elephant. You'll end up a pancake.
Right. So speaking of LeBron James, it was said that he's unstoppable when he drives to the hoop.
Yes.
Drives to the hoop? What does this mean? Well, the hoop is the basket in basketball. That's where you try to put the ball. And he's not really driving with a car or a scooter. He's running, of course. So driving to the hoop is running directly towards the basket, usually for a layup or, if we're lucky, we can see a slam dunk, which is always exciting.
Very cool. Okay. Another unstoppable thing might be a wave of water, right? It kind of comes in and you can stand in front of it, but the wave will not stop. It's unstoppable. I guess LeBron James is a center, right? So that's what he does. That's his main job, is to drive to the hoop.
Yep. He plays near the basket because he's tall and strong.
Yeah, he's like 300 meters tall and 5,000 kilograms or
something like
that. Close to that.
We'll clear that up later.
You don't want to get in front of him, that's for sure. But Jimmy disagrees. Maybe he says, yeah, he's good, but he's not as great as Michael Jordan.
I totally agree. Michael Jordan is my favorite player.
I loved Thriller. That album with Beat It,
different MJ. That's Michael Jackson.
Oh, Michael Jackson. Yeah. Of course, Michael Jordan had no hair.
But he did beat a lot of other teams because many people say that he is the greatest basketball player of all time.
As a basketball fan, do you agree with that? Do you think Michael Jordan was the greatest of all time?
I think he was. He was unstoppable during his day.
Yeah, he had many amazing, amazing games. Well, Lucas says, Jordan definitely had more acrobatic dunks. Oh, he was famous for his acrobatic dunks. Definitely. If you say definitely, it means you're very confident. You're very sure about this. It's no question. I will definitely go to your party. So, of course, I will be there, right? So, he definitely was better at dunking because he was famous. He was Air Jordan, right? He could almost fly through the air to score a basket.
So, for example, we could use definitely in a sentence like, the weather reporter said that it will definitely rain today.
Oh.
So, bring an umbrella with you.
So it's like 100% chance that it will rain.
And weather reporters are definitely right 100% of the time.
Definitely not. Mm. No.
They are for me.
Well, if you look out the window and it's raining, you could say you should definitely bring an umbrella.
That would definitely be 100%.
In that case, for sure. Jimmy says, Jordan was also a better shooter and defender. That's right. There's more to basketball than just slam dunks and driving to the net. There's shooting, which we would generally talk about as being scoring, but from further away. So like a three-point shooter or an outside shooter. Would be someone who's a shooter. And what about a defender?
A defender, well, you try to stop the person who's trying to shoot or slam dunk or score. There's always the offense.
That's trying to score.
Right, and defense.
That's trying to stop you from scoring.
And if you're a defender, you're playing defense.
Oh, okay. So he was really good at all parts of the game.
He could do everything. That's why he's the greatest of all time.
Interesting. But remember, he is a legend, and he has already retired. And we also hear this said, well, it says James is still young. That's LeBron James is still young. It's true. He's only like 24 or something like that. Wait until his career is over before you jump to any conclusions. That's true. Before you have all the facts, before you know all the information, you shouldn't jump to any conclusions. And don't jump to any conclusions about that saying, because it's our shortcut for you. So find out more about it now.
Shortcut for you.
This crime scene is quite complicated. What do you think happened?
I think the guy who called us to look at this place committed the crime.
Don't jump to any conclusions before investigating the scene.
I'm not jumping anywhere.
Jump to conclusions means to judge or decide something without having all the facts.
Jump to conclusions means 妄下定论. So you're saying I shouldn't jump to any conclusions about who committed this robbery?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Jumping to conclusions solves nothing.
Is it considered jumping to conclusions if the criminal wrote his name on the wall with paint?
So So, of course, it doesn't have anything to do with jumping like you would to jump in a swimming pool or jump while playing basketball. It means don't sort of make a guess until you have all the information.
Right.
Because you might be surprised.
And Jimmy says, you're right. Mm. Although they are both elite superstars, mm-hmm. he's talking about LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, yes.
Neither of them could shoot as well as Larry Bird. Mr. Bacon Hair, you were talking about.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, that's right. He's the best forward of all time.
Wow.
According to Jimmy.
Now, some people might argue with that, but he certainly is a legend, and he certainly was one of the best in his time. I remember Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. That was kind of the big rivalry, right?
Right, in the 1980s,
the Lakers.
The East Coast and West Coast.
That's right.
Lakers and Celtics rivalry, mm-hmm. which really made the NBA such a popular league mm-hmm. in the world.
Well, it was the playing. It was also the tiny little shorts that they were wearing back then. I think those were popular, too.
It never hurts.
I think it might hurt a little bit. But anyway, let's go on. So, being the best forward of all time, if you're the best, of course, you're number one. There's no one better than you. And he said that neither LeBron James or Michael Jordan were as good as Larry Bird. When you say neither, it's kind of like saying both not. So you have two things and you're saying both of them, it's not true. So for example, neither rabbits or dolphins can fly.
Right, so both can not fly.
Both cannot fly.
Of course.
Right. So instead of saying rabbits can't fly, dolphins can't fly, you can say rabbits and dolphins, well, neither can fly. They both can't do something.
But we already knew that.
Okay, good, yeah. good.
But Jimmy's trying to say that neither MJ, Michael Jordan, or LeBron James,
right?
can shoot as well as Larry Bird.
So he was a better shooter than either of those two famous players.
Right.
Amazing. I didn't know that. That's quite impressive. Okay, well, Lucas goes on to say, yeah, he could score from anywhere on the court. Oh, wow. So he was a very skilled player no matter where he was in the basketball court. He was deadly from three-point range, plus he had a wicked bank shot. Wow, so he could actually shoot in it from a bank. He could take the ball inside the bank, shoot it, and it would go in the basket miles and miles away.
Well, first of all, wicked comes from something like magic, like a witch. And so when we use it in sports, it means surprising or special, almost like magic. So a wicked shot is really great. Now, a bank shot has nothing to do with money.
Oh, no?
It just means it bounces off the backboard.
Oh, that's very
difficult. Before it goes into the basket.
Oh, okay. So if you're scoring from, you know, a strange position on the court, a bank shot would be a good way to get it in. But it's a hard shot to do. So that's quite impressive. Okay. Well, Jimmy says it's almost time for the game. Let's watch it. So, of course, they switch over to Channel 6. And enjoy a great basketball game.
Okay, let's go to wrap up now.
For You Chat.
Okay, now it's time for our chat question. Do we have a chat question
today?
We do. Wonderful.
The chat question asks, do you know any star players? Who are they? Now, I think it's not do you know them as your friend? Have you met them? But have you seen them? Can you tell me their names and perhaps the team on which they play?
Are we talking about NBA players?
Right. Star NBA players. Jeez. Not hockey.
Not hockey. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I've never actually been to an NBA game, so I've never watched any of these guys in real life. But we talked about a few of the legends, right? Larry Bird and Michael Jordan and people like that. So, of course, I think most people know those guys. How about today? Who are some of your favorite star players today?
Well, some of the younger stars out there are Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony.
He plays for the New York Knicks.
Ah.
And Dwayne Wade.
Oh, sure.
He's a teammate of LeBron James in Miami.
That's right. They just won the championship, didn't they?
They sure did. And down in Texas, in Houston, there's a man with a big beard. His name is James Harden, and he's famous because he's a great player But he looks really strange. He's the only NBA player with a gigantic Santa Claus beard.
I thought you were going to say that Jeremy Lin just grew a gigantic beard. I would think that's kind of strange. Yeah. And my favorite player, I think, is that guy whose last name is World Peace.
Hmm.
That's an interesting last name for a man.
He's an interesting person.
Yes, he is.
So we will come back and continue with our conversation in part two of the lesson.
More NBA coming up. Great. So we'll see you then.
Watching basketball on TV.
Jimmy and Lucas are watching television. Lucas is flipping through the channels.
Hey, check out channel 6. There will be an NBA warm-up game in 10 minutes.
Wow, I didn't know you were a basketball fan.
Are you kidding? I love this sport. Kobe Bryant is my favorite player.
He's a legend, but he's getting old. I admire LeBron James. He's unstoppable when he drives to the hoop.
Yeah, but he's not as great as Michael Jordan.
Well, Jordan definitely had more acrobatic dunks.
Jordan was also a better shooter and defender.
Well, James is still young. Wait until his career is over before you jump to any conclusions.
You're right. Although they are both elite superstars, neither of them could shoot as well as Larry Bird. He is the best forward of all time.
Yeah, he could score from anywhere on the court. He was deadly from three-point range. Plus, he had a wicked bank shot.
It's almost time for the game. Let's watch it.
Lucas turns to Channel 6.
Vocabulary Review. Warm up. The baseball team did some warm-up exercises before starting practice. Unstoppable. Typhoons are unstoppable, so it's best to prepare before they hit. Definitely. Richard said he will definitely go to his favorite singer's concert.
Neither. Beef and pork are both meat dishes, so vegetarians eat neither of them.
Wicked. She has a wicked ability to play chess and never loses a game to anyone.